This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Syrian fighter jets targeted at least one Turkish military convoy that had crossed into Syria Monday, causing a number of casualties. Syria's foreign ministry protested the convoy's illegal entry into Syria. Edward Uranian has more for VOA on what happened.
Syrian state TV reported that the ministry issued a strong statement of protest after the entry of several Turkish military convoys into Syrian territory in the region of northern Idlib. Turkish media reported that a Syrian opposition militia commander was killed in the airstrikes and several fighters wounded. Iranian military analyst Babak Taghvai tweeted video of the airstrikes, claiming that both Russian and Turkish warplanes entered the skies over Khan Shaykhun to try and dissuade the other from attacking rival forces they support on the ground. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian state TV said the Turkish convoys were carrying military equipment for what it called terrorist groups fighting the Syrian government around the strategic town of Khan Shaykhun. Turkish defense officials strongly condemned the attack on the convoy, saying three people were killed and 12 others injured. Sudan's former president, Omar al-Bashir, appeared in court on Monday to face corruption charges, 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir is charged with illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. Many Khartoum residents were disenchanted with the trial, many of them saying it was too little, too late. The International Criminal Court has charged the former president with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions during the long-running war in Sudan's Darfur region. This is VOA News. Two freshman Democratic U.S. congresswomen are firing back after Israel denied them entry to the Jewish state late last week. Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib called on fellow members of Congress to visit while they cannot. At a news conference, Tlaib said last week's actions by Israel are unacceptable.
What is not common occurrence is members of Congress being barred from entering a country on these fact-finding missions unless they agree to strict set of rules curtailing their rights or being required to submit their itineraries for stop-by-stop pre-approval.
At President Trump's urging, Israel denied entry to Congress's first two Muslim women over their support of the Palestinian-led boycott movement. Tlaib and Omar, who had planned to visit Jerusalem and the Israeli-occupied West Bank on a tour organized by a Palestinian group, are outspoken critics of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged China on Monday to act in a humanitarian manner to resolve differences with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
But for the United States to make a deal with China, Beijing needs to honor its commitments, beginning with the commitment China made in 1984 to respect the integrity of Hong Kong's laws through the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
That agreement allowed freedoms not permissible in mainland China, including the right to protest. Pence quoted President Trump as saying it'll be much harder for the U.S. to reach accord on a new trade deal with China if something violent happens in Hong Kong. On Sunday, tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. The social media platform Twitter said Monday it has suspended more than 200,000 accounts that it believes were part of a Chinese government influence campaign targeting the protest movement in Hong Kong. The AP reports the official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the Chinese activity was reported to the FBI. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is again stressing the need for a peaceful settlement to the fighting in Libya. The State Department says Pompeo and Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry spoke during a phone call Monday, and they share concern over prolonged violence and instability in Libya. The New York Police Department has fired a white police officer who used a fatal chokehold during the 2014 arrest of a black man. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says the incident has left no winners. Eric Garner's death was ruled a homicide by the city's medical examiner, but a grand jury in 2014 declined to bring charges. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. The voice of